This week, two old boxers finally found the answer to that question. What's the best way to make up after a fight? Muhammad Ali has apologized to his old opponent, Joe Frazier, for the many ugly remarks he made about Mr. Frazier during their long rivalry. Among other things, Ali called Frazier an Uncle Tom and a gorilla. Mr. Frazier has reportedly accepted the apology. Nigel Collins is the editor-in-chief of the boxing magazine called The Ring. He joins us on the line from Philadelphia. Does this apology really bury the hatchet, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say. As you know, Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla, and Joe Frazier's daughter, Jackie, have turned professional and are heading towards a showdown. And it seems maybe a little bit more than a coincidence that this is happening at this point. Before the fight between the daughters, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it went back and forth a few more times.
And actually, there was another chapter in this back during the Olympics in Atlanta when Joe Frazier sort of got into the act with some insults against Ali,
yeah,
right?
It was when he lit the torch at the Atlantic Games. It was obviously that his physical capacity was greatly reduced, but it was a great heartwarming moment, and around that time, Frazier decided to say some nasty things about Ali. Some of the things he was saying was, you know, well, he won 2 out of 3, but look at him and look at me.
You know, I'm thinking about the kind of showmanship that we get with the World Wrestling Federation now and the insults that are hurled back and forth. Is that a derivative of what Ali was doing back in the 70s, do you think?
You're right on the money in that Ali got a lot of his shtick from the old-time wrestler Gorgeous George. Gorgeous George was one of the first wrestlers who sort of invented a persona for himself. He was a mediocre wrestler, but he grew his hair long. He would spray the ring down with the perfume. And he was very, very successful. And Ali happened to be at a Las Vegas radio station, and Gorgeous George was the guest in front of him. And when he saw this shtick, he sort of incorporated it into his own routines. But I think the big difference is that you've got to remember is that although today's wrestlers are great athletes, they're actually performers working on a choreographed routine. Boxing is for real. They're not planned out.
Thanks very much, Mr. Collins.
My pleasure.
Nigel Collins is editor-in-chief of the boxing magazine, The Ring.